Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and directed by Max Hutto. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
Fun is good for us all. And whether your idea of fun is a fast game of table tennis or watching a good football game or a swim at the pool or whether you just like a friendly game of cards or a family get-together, you have to feel good so you can enjoy that fun. When you don't feel up to having fun because of a headache or upset stomach or general achiness, you can depend on Alka-Seltzer for effective, refreshing relief. Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. Starting with a liquid is wise because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you. So for headache, upset stomach, or general achiness, get Alka-Seltzer, favorite of so many, for relief that does so much.
And you know, Les, from that day to this, I never pick up a set of Indian clubs that I don't think old Fred Nittany laying there on that stage of that Palace Theater with a big blue knot right over his ear and the audience laughing their heads off.
By golly, that sure is an interesting anecdote, Mr. McGee. You juggle your Indian clubs very often?
Haven't touched them in 20 years. But every time I do, I think of old Fred.
Oh, McGee, the car's back from the filling station.
Oh. Okay, kiddo, thanks.
The boy left it in the driveway. Keys are in it.
What did you have done to the car, Mr. McGee? Much?
No, just some new spark plugs put in, Les. I could have put them in myself, but I thought they might as well do it.
The old ones quit sparking, Lester, after our last tune-up.
Oh? Well, what probably happened there was the mechanic didn't adjust your points right, Mr. McGee. There's nothing to it, really, but a lot of mechanics just can't do it. Who did your last tune-up?
Me.
Oh. Well, of course, it is kind of tricky getting those points just right. What I do, I always take a dime, you know, just a plain dime, and I use it for kind of a thickness gauge. You just bend those points so they're a dime apart, and you got it.
McGee didn't have a dime, Lester. He used two nickels.
Oh.
Oh, heck, doggone it anyhow.
What's the matter?
Oh, I meant to ask Frank at the filling station to cross-switch my tires today, and I forgot it. It's time to cross-switch them.
Time to do what?
Cross-switch them, you know, change them around on different wheels so they'll wear evener.
Well, see, now, that's not much of a job, Mr. McGee. I cross-switch mine all the time. Hey, come on outside. I'll help you switch him.
You will? Well, gee, that's pretty darn nice of you, Les.
Well, it certainly is. You know, you and Sally are mighty good neighbors, Lester.
Oh, gee, that's nothing, Miss McGee. I always say a neighbor ought to help his neighbors out when there's work to do.
You betcha, Les. That's the right spirit, boy.
I'll be glad to give you a hand with the tires.
Make that two hands and a good strong back, and I'll take it.
It's a deal, and I'll even throw in my jack.
Good.
It's still in the trunk of your car, anyhow.
Hey, that's right. We need two jacks anyhow, so we can take all the tires off at once.
Dearie, are you sure you boys know how to do this tire thing all right? I mean, every time you...
We'll have it done and nothing flat. Nothing to it anyhow, Molly. All you do is just jack the car up, front and rear, take all the tires off, and switch them. Right, Les?
That's all, Ms. McGee. You just switch the left rear to the right front, and the right front to the right rear.
The left rear, Les. Right front goes on the left rear.
No. No, the way I was taught...
It's the spare that goes on the right rear, Les. Come on, I'll show you.
According to the diagram I learned from, you switch the left rear to the right front, and the right front...
Don't you boys get your fingers mashed now. Be careful.
Don't you worry. It won't take long anyhow, with two of us working together. Where you're wrong, Les, is on that right front. You see the right front?
It sure does your heart good to see two neighbors working together like that. If the whole world could live like that, this... Yes, Mabel. Lester Nelson offered to help him. Lester has a jack. And McGee was so grateful. Yeah, it tickles me to death to see the boys pitch in together on a job like that. I should say so. Well, I'll talk to you later, Mabe. Bye.
Well, of all... Well, I got rid of that bum.
What?
That ratted troublemaker. Thinks he's going to get me all fouled up, does he? Him and his right front on the left rear on the right spare. Who needs that chowderhead?
Oh, for heaven's sake, McGee, don't tell me you picked a fight with Lester Nelson.
Oh, no fight. I merely gave him 5 seconds, finally, to get off of my property, that's all. And he got off.
Oh, what about his jack?
I missed him with it. It's too heavy to throw accurately anyhow. Where's the phone? Oh, here. I gotta borrow another jack now someplace. Doc Gamble's got a jack. If I can get a hold of him... Hello, operator?
Oh, I give up.
Hello, Mer...
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGees.
Here's a guy who learned a lesson the hard way.
I certainly did, Eleanor. I had a headache last night and then discovered I was completely out of Alka-Seltzer. From now on, I'll try to remember that little rhyme of yours.
An extra package on the side?
Keeps a family well supplied.
Right. Well supplied with Alka-Seltzer. First aid relief for a pesky headache. It's a very good thing to keep in mind before you go shopping, ladies. And then if you or anyone in your family suffers from the pain of a headache or the unhappy, uncomfortable feeling of an upset stomach, you will be prepared for really prompt, dependable relief.
And it's such a pleasant way to get relief, too. Alka-Seltzer leaves a fresh, clean taste in your mouth.
So keep a close check on that bottle of Alka-Seltzer. Remember, when your tablets get down to 4, that's the time to buy some more.
Some more Alka-Seltzer at the drugstore.
Sure appreciate you coming by with your jack, Doc. These tires have been due for a switch for a couple of weeks now. Ah, there.
Well, hooray. You got all 4 tires off the wheels without a single smashed finger.
Very disappointing.
Now, quiet, everybody. Let me think a minute. I got each tire laid out next to the wheel at Kamofa.
Very methodical. What next?
All I got to do now is switch the left rear to the right front, the right front to the left rear.
The right rear, you mean. Right front goes on the right rear, McGee.
Doc, don't help me, huh? Just don't help me.
Okay. I always had the filling station switch mine, anyhow.
McGee forgot to tell him today, so...
I got a diagram out in the car, though, the big tire companies put out, and you put the right front on the right rear on the spare on
Doc,
the...
Doc, look, nobody's going to tell me where to put the...
I've got a great idea. Let's all take a break. We'll all go in the house and have some coffee, because you're tired anyhow, dearie.
Okay, yeah.
Good idea.
And then after we rest a while and Dr. Gamble goes back to the hospital, you can finish the job, McGee.
Okay.
Come on, both
of you. Ah, that coffee really picked me up, kiddo. Now that Doc's gone, if people will just leave me alone, I'll get those tires back on the proper wheels and...
What is it?
What the heck's that tire doing laying away over there? I thought I left all...
Which one is it?
Let's see. Oh, it's the spare. The others are all laying next to the wheels like I left them. Must have rolled, I guess.
Probably.
I might as well start with the spares, any.
Anything I can do to help?
Not a thing, kiddo. Hand me the lug wrench, will you? Thanks. Spare tire goes right here on the right rear. And I'll put the right rear... As soon as I get this nut tighten up. There! Yeah, that's it.
Oh, you must be worn out, sweetheart. Sit down here on the steps and get your breath. All finished now?
Yep. I'm telling you, Tootsie, when you take 5 different tires off and put them back again on 5 different wheels, you've done a good...
Hey there, kid! Hi, daughter! Hi, Johnny!
Oh, hello, Mr. Oldtimer.
Hi, Oldtimer. Where's your grocery truck?
Up the street there, a couple of blocks, Johnny. Say, you kids seen a tire?
Have we seen a tire? Ha! I'll be seeing tires in my sleep after the day I put in, boy.
Had a tire go flat on me back up the street there a while ago, kids. Doggone spare slipped out of my hands. Rolled down a little hill up there and took off.
Oh, dear. Well, that's too bad.
I seen it go as far as the Carruthers house in the second block up there. Then it hit a mailbox, turned a corner, headed this way, and I lost it, so... Hey, where'd you get that tire there, Johnny? The one leaning against your trunk.
I got it off my left front wheel, and it goes in the trunk here in place of my spare.
He switched his tires today, Mr. Oldtimer. McGee, what are you looking at?
Hey, look at here, in the trunk. My spare is still in here.
Oh, no.
I must not have took it out.
What's my tire doing on your right back wheel here, Johnny? That's mine.
What?
I can prove it. See them cuts there where I backed over Bessie's foot and her toenails cut the tread?
All right. Take it easy. I didn't
take it off of here. Give me back my tire.
Now,
please.
Wait a minute. Oh, now, please. Wait a minute. I haven't got your tire. I've been working please. All day. Molly, I'm through.
Well, you poor lad, you must be just beat.
Right down to the sock tops, kiddo.
You never should have started that job in the first place, McGee. If you had just had the filling station do it for you. I'll get it.
Yeah, they charged $2 to switch in the last time, but it was worth it, by gosh.
79 Wistful Vista, Molly McGee speaking.
Is your husband there, Mrs. McGee?
Oh, yes, he's right here. It's for you, McGee.
Oh? Hello, who's this?
This is Frank, down at the service station, Mr. McGee.
Oh, hi, Frank.
Just wanted to tell you, when we had your car in here this morning, I checked your speedometer, and it was time to cross-switch your tires again. So I took care of it for you.
You what?
Switched all five of them, spare and all.
Oh.
No charge this time. Just a little extra service for you. Bye.
Oh. I think I'll go lie down.
Fibber and Molly have a final word for you to come.
I wonder if you realize that a vitamin shortage is one of the common causes of loss of pep and energy. Yes, it can make you feel and look below par. Now, of course, you can't always be sure your meals give you enough of all these essential food elements. But you can be sure if you supplement your meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets. They supply all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take in one small, easily swallowed tablet. And you can get this protection with one-a-day brand multiple vitamins for less than 3 cents a tablet. Remember, too, they contain vitamin B12. Tell your druggist you want one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets.
Personally, I don't understand this tire switching business anyhow, McGee. Why do people bother with it?
Why? Well, so their tires will wear more even, naturally. Look, it used to be that our left front tire always wore out first.
Yeah?
And as soon as I put a new one on the front, one of the back ones would wear out, and so forth. But by cross-switching them every so many miles, they all wear out even.
In other words, instead of us having to buy one new tire at a time, which is always tough enough, you now have it fixed so we'll have to buy 5 new tires all the same day, right?
Well, I never thought of it that way.
It's an interesting thought, isn't it?
Yeah. So long, everybody.
See you tomorrow.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. The Old Timer is played by Bill Thompson, Dr. Gamble by Arthur Q. Bryan, and Les by Robert Easton. This is John Wald bidding you all goodbye.
Daytime companion to America's women, weekday, November 7 on NBC Radio.